Today's Amud is Yevamos Ayin Hei Amud Beis. We're holding on Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, about 9 lines from the bottom. Izu Petzua. So the Mishnah mentioned the halachis of a Petzua Daka with regards to Achilas Truma. So now the Gemara for the next little bit is going to go through the details of what exactly Petzua Daka is. What type of injuries are considered a Petzua Daka, Kreshavcha. And we'll learn the Gemara, we'll read it Kepshutai for now, and then the Be'ezus Hashem and the Raisa LaHalacha for the next few weeks, we'll go through the details of these sugyas, explain how it comes out of Lach LaMaisa, how it's actually relatively Negea. Very often, it's not uncommon at least, that a person has to have a procedure in certain places of his body where Shailos of Petzua Daka could come up, where in general a person could, Rahman Letzlan, get an injury. And these things could come up. So says the Gemara though. Says the Gemara, Petzua Daka. Says the Gemara, Ezu Petzua, the Ezu Petzua Tan Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa that Ezu Petzua Daka, what's considered a Petzua Daka? It's what type of injury is included in the Isra Petzua Daka. Petzua Daka, the Torah says, Lo Yavoy, a Petzua Daka or a Krashavcha Bekal Hashem. And a Krashavcha and a Petzua Daka cannot even marry into the Kahal Hashem. Also in the Raisa Lalacha, we'll discuss exactly the details of who is considered Kahal Hashem. Is a Giyayres considered a Kahal Hashem? Is a Mamzeres considered Kahal Hashem? Exactly who it is that this Isser of a Petzua Daka and a Krashavcha is on, that they can't marry into the Kahal Hashem, it's important to know who's considered Kahal Hashem. Al-Kopanim says the Braisa, what's considered a Petzua Daka? It's Koshin Niftsu Beitzim Shaloi Vafilu Achas Mehen. Anybody that he got one of his beitzim, that he got his beitzim wounded, even if it's just one of them. To the point when we say wounded, we mean that he can't have children. That's going to be the yesoid. That's going to be clear from the Hemshech of the Gemara. That the yesoid of the Isser of a Petzua Daka and a Krashavcha to marry into the Kahal Hashem is that they can't have children. Exactly why that creates an Isser also we'll discuss in the Reis al Halacha. Different reasons given by the Rishonim and Achrayim. Exactly what the time of Dekra is. Why is it that Hashem said that a Petzua Daka and a Krashavcha can't marry into the Kahal Hashem? But that's the Yisoy, that's the general, that's the Tzad HaShava that we'll see in the Gemara, between all the different types of injuries, they're all injuries that make it that a person cannot father children, to the extent that the place can discuss that nowadays some of these injuries, people could have children, so perhaps then a person wouldn't be considered a Petzua Daka, even though the Chazal states a Petzua Daka, it's because they were working with the Metzias that existed by them. By them, the Metzias was that such a person couldn't father children. If nowadays the Metzias is that a person could father children in such a state, so then it could be, then he wouldn't be considered a Petzua So says the Braisa, what's considered a Petzua Daka? It's Kol Shenivtsu Beitzim Shalai. Anybody who had his Beitzim wounded, Vafilu Achas Mehen, even if it's just one of them. Vafilu Nikvu, even if it's just that it was pierced, his Beitzim, one of his Beitzim was pierced. Vafilu Nimoiku, or if it was dissolved, it got injured in a way that it dissolved. Vafilu Chasru, Rashi says, even if it was Chasru Kolshu, even just a little bit of the Beitzim were removed. So that's considered a Petzua Daka. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishai Rabbi Yechim ben Breika, and it's a Shailov here if he's arguing or if he's just adding to the list, that Shemati Mipi Chachamim Bekarim B'Yavne, that Kol She'ein Lo'i Ela Beitza Achas, Ein Lo'i Ela Sris Chama U'Kasher. That if a person is born with only one Beitza, one of his Beitzim, he only has one, so that's considered a Sris Chama. It's considered like a person literally sterile of the sun, meaning that he's sterile from birth, from Hashem, some sort of illness that he can't have children, and such a person is Mutter, such a person is Kasher. So says Rabbi Yechim and Breika that I heard from the Chachamim Karim B'Avne that if a person only has one Beitza, so that's considered a Sris Chama and he's going to be Kasher. Says the Gemara, Sris Chama Sakadaito, it's not really a Sris Chama. Sris Chama is someone that comes from a disease. This is not caused by a disease. Ela hareyu kis Sris Chama u'kasher. Rather, that a person who has one beitza is like a Sris Chama in the sense that he's going to be kasher. It's going to be mutter from to marry into the Kahal Hashem. Now, ask the Gemara, one of the cases that we said of Petzua Daka is a person who had his beitzim, or one of his beitzim, that were nikvu, that they got a hole in it, it was pierced. Ask the Gemara, v'nike v'lei mailet, is that really true? That someone who has one of his beitzim pierced, so he can't have children? Now the truth is that we never said such a statement that someone who's nikev can't have children. All we said is that a nikev is considered a petzua daka. So you see from this Gemara that really the site of petzua daka is that he can't have children. If a petzua daka could have children, so then the Gemara Shaila doesn't seem to make any sense. Could a nikev have children? Is it true that a nikev can't have children? Maybe he could. He's still a petzua daka. Alamai, you see from this Gemara really that the site of petzua daka is that he can't have children. So ask the Gemara, you told us that a nikvu is considered a petzua daka. That means he can't have children. Is that true that v'nikev le'mayle, that someone who's nikev can't father children? V'ahu gavra, but we have a ma'isa shahaya. There was once a man, the selik ledikla, unfortunate case. He was going up a palm tree, and v'charze silva, and a thorn came out and it struck him bebeitzim in his beitzim, and it pierced it. V'nafak minek echut demugla, some sort of chut, some sort of string of pus came out v'aylid, and yet he was still able to father a child. A few weeks later, let's say 9 months later, 10 months later, the news came out, mazel tov, he had a baby. So what do you mean? I thought you said nikev can't have children. He's a petzua daka, he can't have children. In this case, the man got pierced, and still 10 months later, he had a child. So even after he was nikev, he was able to father a child. Says the Gemara, no, you missed the end of the story. This man, Hashalach Shmuel lekamei de Rav. Shmuel sent in front of Rav. He sent this man, this shayla, in front of Rav. Va'amar le, and Rav said, "Say v'chazer al banav me'ayin him. Go and investigate where his children are really from." Meaning he was chayshed. Now maybe really the man's wife was mezaneh with someone else because Chazal say he can't have children, and therefore and assuming that was the metzias that stayed the same at least in those times, so it was a fact that nikev can't have children, and if so, he said, "Enachnam, you have to check the mother, you have to check that maybe the wife was mezaneh." Amrav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Ptsuadaka bide Shamayim Kasher. That even though a Ptsuadaka is possible, cannot marry into the Kal Hashem, if the injury came bide Shamayim, so then the Ptsuadaka is Kasher. Also, part of the Lamed is how to understand what's the site of the Isser, what's the time of the Kra, and why does it make a difference when it's bide Shamayim. But says Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, that when it's bide Shamayim, when the injury comes bide Shamayim, so then the Ptsuadaka is actually Kasher Lavi Bekal. Now exactly what it means bidei shemayim is a very big controversy. It's a big machlekes rishayim, very very nagel maisa. Rashi seems to learn that bidei shemayim means that he was scared from thunder or some hail came down and injured him. Now that's called bidei shemayim. It sounds like from Rashi that perhaps if it came machmas achili, if a person got sick and because of that he became a petzua daka, so then that would not be considered a bidei shemayim. The Rambam is clear that achili is considered bidei shemayim. Again, we'll discuss these details in the Arayis al Halacha, but that's what the Gemara says, that the petzua daka bidei shemayim is kosher, that he doesn't have this psul of an isra to marry into the Kal Hashem. Now, Amar Rava, Rava explained that Hainu de Karinan Ptsua, Veloi Karinan Ha Ptsua. That a makar for this is from that which the Torah calls the Ptsua Daka, and it doesn't call him Ha Ptsua. Ha Ptsua is Mashma, the Ptsua that's known, that always was, that he was born like that. The Ptsua Daka was born like that, that's Menashamayim, he's Taka Kasher. And the type of Ptsua Daka which is possible is the one that's not known, without the hay. It's the Ptsua Daka. Says the Gemara, the Mimasnisa Tanam, and in the Braisa we learned that Nemar lo yavei petzua daka, Nemar lo yavei mamzer, ma lo halam bidei adam, afkam bidei adam, that we have a hekesh between, we have a giloi perhaps between the iser of a petzua daka marrying into the Kal Hashem and a mamzer marrying bekal Hashem, because by both of them it uses this lashon of lo yavei bekal Hashem, lo yavei petzua daka bekal Hashem and lo yavei mamzer bekal Hashem. So ma lo halam, just like by a mamzer bidei adam, the iser of the mamzer is created by a human act, by an Isra Bia. So Afkan Bidei Adam, the Isra Petzua Daka, to marry into the Kal Hashem is Gufa when it's created Bidei Adam. Now Bidei Adam could be a car accident, Rechman Litzan. Bidei Adam could be someone doing injuring him on purpose. But that's called Bidei Adam. That's going to be a problem. But just like Mamzer, that it's something that's created Bidei Adam. But if it's created Bidei Shemayim, let's say a person's born in a certain way, so then that's not going to be considered a Petzua Daka, and such a person will be mutter to marry into the Kal Hashem. Amar Rava explains that when you read the pasuk Petzua Daka Leyavei Petzua Daka Krushavcha, so Petzua Daka and Krus are really three different types of injuries: Petzua Bekulan, Dach Bekulan, Krus Bekulan, and they apply to, as we'll see soon, three different areas on the near the aver, three different areas of the body, and it's three different types of injuries. It's Petzua, it's Dach, and it's Krus. Petzua means that it was wounded, Dach means it was crushed, and crust means that it was severed. And if any one of these three types of things happen to any of the parts of the body that we'll discuss in a moment, so that creates a krushavcha or a petzua or a dach. What are the places? Says the Gemara, petzua bekulan means bein shenifzu hagid, bein shenifzu beitzim, bein shenifzu chute beitzim. Whether it was wounded, the gid, which is the aver itself, whether it was injured, the beitzim under the aver, or whether it was chute beitzim. So chute beitzim also, that's a tremendous controversy in the Rishonim, in the Paiskim. Exactly what chute beitzim are referring to, also we'll discuss that as Hashem in the Reis of the Halacha. That's perhaps the one that's the most nageya, really comes up a lot of Halacha, is really defining what the chute beitzim are. Very nageya to someone who has some sort of prostate procedure, but that's all talui and had to understand what these chute beitzim are referring to. But the Gemara says, Rava says, that no matter what type of injury, whether it was petzua by any of these places, the gid, the beitzim, or the chute beitzim, or dach bekulan, bein shenideh hagid, bein shenidechu beitzim, bein shenidechu chute beitzim, or krus bekulan, if there was a severage, whether it was bein shenichras hagid, bein shenichras beitzim, bein shenichras chute beitzim, all those cases, that creates a petzua dako, krushavcha, a dach, it creates all these types of isurim that the person cannot marry into the kalashem. The rabbi is telling us is that there's three types of injuries, and there's three places on the body where a person could be affected: the gid, the beitzim, and the chute beitzim. Amar le'ahu mirabanan l'rava. A certain one of the rabbanan said to Rava, "Mimai dehai petzua daka ba'isay makayim." How do you know even that petzua daka is an injury that applies ba'isay makayim? That's where the injury is located. You gave us three places on the body, all within isay makayim, all within that place near the makam erva. Ema miraishay. Maybe it's some sort of injury on his head. The Torah doesn't tell us exactly what it is. It says a petzua daka can marry into the kal Hashem. Maybe it's talking about a person whose ear was nipped. How do you know it's talking about someone specifically who has an injury in this area of the body? So Amar Lei, so Rav explained to him that midolei mana beidayrais shma mina ba'isay makayim. You know, by other isurim, especially isurei kahal, mamzer, and mitzri adoimi. So it says how many generations are asr lavay b'kal Hashem. By p'tzua daka and a krushavcha, it never mentions how many dayrais are asr. It just says a krushavcha and a p'tzua daka cannot marry into the kal Hashem. It doesn't say, but then the second generation could, or the third generation could, or none of the generations could. It doesn't talk about generations. Why doesn't it talk about generations? Shma mina ba'isay makayim. It must be is because the Torah is referring to an injury that's in that place of the body, which makes it that he can't have dairies, he can't have generations. Now ask the Gemara, v'dilma haidulei manu ba'dairies d'iu hudasar breyu bar brey kasher. No, maybe the reason why it doesn't mention dairies is because there is no isra on the dairies. The isra is only on him. But all future generations are actually kasher. Only the petzua daka himself is asr. So says the Gemara, that can't, rather the way we know that's on isay makayim is because dumya de krushavcha. Just like it's pashut, as we'll see soon, that krushavcha is referring to an injury that's by isay makayim, so too p'tzua daka is referring to an injury that's by isay makayim. Now krushavcha gufei mimai de ba'isay makayim hu ema misfase. Now by krushavcha itself, who says that the injury of krushavcha is referring to an injury that's by isay makayim? Maybe it's referring to an injury that's by his lips. Now, why does the Gemara guess his lips? Is because Lamaisa, the Lashon of Shafcha, is clearly referring to somewhere where something gets poured, something pours from it. So, it could be referring to a person's lips, because a person could spit, and he could pour spit out of his mouth. So says the Gemara, yeah, but that's not really, that doesn't fit with the Lashon of Shafcha, and Shafcha ksib, b'makom sheshayfech. The lips, it doesn't spill out of the lips, spit. You have to spit it out, you have to be zayrikid, you have to throw it out. But the aver, so that's a place where where there's something which spills out from it, and therefore that's more fitting with the lashon of shafcha. Now ask the Gemara, ve'ema michaitmai. So maybe it's referring to his nose. Maybe it's referring to a person who has a nose injury. That's a krush shafcha, and the nose is somewhere where there's constantly mucus that's coming out. Says the Gemara, yet no, because miksev b'shafcha krush shafcha ksev. It doesn't say that if a person is a shafcha, if a person has an injury, and now he's starting, that he's pouring, that's the place that he becomes a krush shafcha. It says krush shafcha, that when he's severed, it pours. It's that misha al yedei krisa shayfech, sho yedei krisa ino shayfech. It's mashma, we're talking about a place that it's only when it gets cut, that's when it pours, but if it doesn't get cut, so then it doesn't pour, ela mikaleach, then instead it drips out, so that's talking about, the aver. The afuke high is as opposed to the nose, the idi shayfechu, both if it's cut or if it's not cut, so the mucus over there is always getting poured out. So therefore, the lashon of krushavcha is more fitting to be talking about oisei makom and to be talking about the chaitim than to be talking about the nose. That's one pshat. But masnisa tana, different makar, how do we know that these injuries are oisei makom? Is because nemar lo yavai p'tzua daka, and nemar lo yavai mamzer, again from this comparison of p'tzua daka to the iser mamzer. Ma'la halam b'oisei makom, mamzer is an iser that's is a psul that's created by something that happened b'oisei makom. Afkan b'oisei makom. So to the iser psudaka krushavcha is an iser that's created through something that happens ba'isay makay. Nikev lamata me'atara. So this is going back now really on the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah or the Brisa really had mentioned that if a person has a hole, is nikev, so that creates a ptsudaka, a person who has a hole through his gid, let's say, so that creates a ptsudaka. Now, it's important to refresh our memory from the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah when it came to a gid that's severed, so it depends where the severage happens. If it's severed above the atara, there's above and there's below. So the way the Chazal view the gid is that when a person's standing up, so his gid is facing downwards. His gid goes downwards. So from the top of the gid is the part when we call the top of the gid. Lamala, the top of the gid is the part that's connected to one's body. The mata of the gid is the part that's furthest away. So like where the atara is, where the gid starts to get narrower, so that's the atara, and that's considered the bottom part of the gid. So now the Mishnah had mentioned that when the gid gets severed, so as long as there's still at least a chut, at least even a hair's breadth of atara that's remaining, only it got severed at the bottom tip, so that is not going to turn someone into a krushavcha. If it got severed by the atara and above, by the line of the atara and above, so that's already when a person becomes a krushavcha. Now, putting together that with the din of the Braisa that spoke about Nikev, that Nikev creates a Tzudaka, says the Gemara that Nikev lamata me'atara. Now, what's going to be the halacha if a person has his gid, it gets pierced, but it's lamata me'atara. Now, lamata me'atara is just basar ba'alma, that doesn't create a psul. It's below the atara, it's further away from one's body, all the way at the end of the gid. So that's technically an injury that would not create a psul. But the problem is that the piercing went in. He was climbing up the palm tree and the thorn came out. It went in from lamata me'atara, and then the place where it went out, shekenegdo lamata me'atara, was on a slant and it came out lamala me'atara. So it's half lamata me'atara and half lamala, half closer to one's body. So Savra b'chia bar Abba lachshure, so b'chia bar Abba wanted to be machshir him because the ma'isa wasn't the full piercing, that's lamala me'atara. However, Amar li Rav Asi, and hach yamar b'shut ben Levi, atara kolshi ma'keves. That basically, like in this type of case, where since there's some level of piercing that goes through the makam of the atara, so that's also going to be ma'akev, the person won't be able to have children, and it'll be possible for marrying into the Kal Hashem. Then nishtayir me'atara, so like we said, the Mishnah had mentioned that as long as there's remaining from the atara, ulamata, any sort of bit of the gid, so then the person will remain kosher. Because that's just basar ba'alma, all that area at the tip, ulamata, that's basar ba'alma, that won't be ma'akev. So now, yasiv ravina v'kami ba'ilei, malaya chut sha'amru alpanei kula oy alpanei ruba. When Chazal say that there needs to be at least a hair's breadth of the atara that remains after the severage, so does that mean there has to be that the hair's breadth goes around, completely around the gid, that amount? Or is it enough that there's just rubai and rubai kakulai? So Amar le Ravate Sva, the Ravina, Ravate Sva said to Ravina, that malaya chod al pnei ruba uklape resha. That no, it only has to be rive, but the rive has to be on the top of the gid. It has to be on the part that's closer to one's head, not on the half that's closer to the floor. because the git is really a little bit on a slant, and basically the way it works out is that it has to be that the half that remains is the top, is on the top of the git and not on the bottom of the git. Amravuna kekol misk shera, that if a person's git gets like very, very narrow as it goes along, mamish like a pencil, so then the halacha is that he's still kosher, he's still able to father children, he's not going to be considered a psudak or kreshavcha. Kemarzev psula. However, if it's shaped like a gutter where there's like an indent in the middle, so then that's going to be pasul. And the reason for the difference is because hai shalot ba'avira v'hai lo shalot ba'avira. When it's shaped like a marzev, so then there's the air that gets through and it makes the person injured that he can't have children. But when it's shaped like a kumis, so air doesn't go through it, and therefore he's still going to be able to have children. Rav Chista amar the opposite, that kemarzev ksheira kekumis psula. And the reason he gave for this distinction is because high garid v'hai loy garid. When it comes to a git that's shaped like a kumis, so then it's too narrow. It's too narrow and it won't hit the sides of the rechem during tashmish. When he's having tashmish, it won't hit, the git won't hit the sides of the rechem and it won't be mechamim the guf, and he won't be able to be mitzi zera properly and he won't be able to have children. As opposed to when it's like a marzev, even though it's true there's this indent in the middle, but lamaisa, since it's the right saw, it could touch the walls of the rechem, he'll be able to be mitzi zera properly, and he'll be able to have children. Says the Gemara that Amar Rava, Rava said, kevase de Rav Huna mistavra, I think it's more logical like Rav Huna, that kikulmis is ksheira and kemarzev is psula, because hai lo shal ba'avira, vai shal ba'avira. That's that reason for avir. Ah, but what about the reason of garit? Says Rav, that the imishim gridusa that midi to have a barza de chavisa, that even though it's true you have this svara of gridusa that it does, it's too narrow, it doesn't touch the walls of the rechem, it's not really completely true. It's like the stoppage, it's like the barrel stopper. The barrel stopper, the stopper itself is narrower than the opening of the barrel. Yet when you put it in and it goes far enough in, so then eventually it hits the sides and it could hold up the whatever's inside the barrel. And same thing b'shas tashmish, it could be mechamim the guf, and the person could be mighty Zara in the proper way. Amar le Ravina lor Mremer, Hachi Amar Marzutra Mishmid Rapapa, that Hilchasa Ben Kakumas Ben Kamarziv Ksheira, that the halacha is that both of them are kosher. Mihu, however, mi boile, he had a shaila, that lamata me'atara ay lamala. Does it make a difference whether this injury is lamata me'atara, or is it even if it's lamala me'atara, it's still the person is going to be kosher? To which the Gemara says, the pshita de lamala me'atara. It's pashit that when he said that both of them are kosher, he meant that they're kosher even when it's lamala me'atara, even when it's closer to one's gov. De'isa kodaito lamata me'atara, if he was referring to the air that's further away from one's guf, lamata me'atara, so then afilu nichras hagid nami. So then even if the gid was completely severed in that area, it could be totally cut off and the person would be kosher. Kol shekein, if it's kekumas, kemarzev, why would that be a problem? So it must be when he said that both of them are kosher, he meant even when it's lamala me'atara. Veravina, says the Gemara, veravina l'shabushe l'mereimer hu devai. It's a pasha de svara. Veravina was just coming to sharpen mereimer, yeah, no pun intended. He was just coming to test him and to see, to make sure he was following. Ahu ovda dahava b'masa mechasya. There was once a story in Masa Mechasya, and a person came with a gid that was shaped like a marzev, and shafye mar bar of ashi kekumis v'achshrei. And Marbar Vashi went ahead, he did some sort of surgery, and he shaped it, instead of being like a Marzev, he was able to turn it into looking like a kulmis, and like that he was machsher, the person to marry to the Kal Hashem. Evidently he held, like Rav Huna, that only kekulmis is kshera, and kemarzev is psula. So the person who was shaped like kemarzev, he went ahead and turned him into a kulmis. Ahu ovdo dava b'pumpadisa, there was a story that happened in Pumpadisa. Also, a very controversial sugya right here, that isasim gufsa de shechva zera. What happened was, is the line that takes the shechva zera out of the body, the channel that takes it out, that channel way, so that was, it became stuffed up, and va'apik b'mokim kitanim. And instead of the zera going through the shechva zera duct, instead it was going through the meiraglayim duct. It was going through the wrong passageway. So, So Rabbi Barabaye wanted to be machsher the person. He held that the person was still able to have children. He was kasher. And Amar Rav Papi said to him that Since you come from Abaye, which is a people that are cut off, because Abaye came from Eli, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, and Eli was decreed upon him that they're not going to live very long lives. So because you come from the base Eli, you come from a cut off people, you say things that are cut off, you say things that are not that accurate. The Shechva Zera is only able to ripen and turn into something which could properly produce a child when it goes through its proper duct. But when it goes through the Meraglayim duct, it's impossible for the person to father a child. It's a big controversial sugya, because nowadays it seems like the Metzius is that a person only has one passageway with through the Gid, that both Meraglayim and Shechva Zera both go through the same passageway. There aren't two passageways. This Gemara definitely sounds like there's two different passageways, so either it's talking about a different area of the Guf, or Nishtanu Ativim. Nowadays, that's, the Metzius is different. It's also, Bez Hashem, we'll discuss in the Reis al-Halacha.